Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Poisoned Prose by Ellery Adams, narrated by Karen White. Chapter 1. Words, so innocent and powerless as they are, as standing in the dictionary, how potent for good and evil they become, in the hands of one who knows how to combine them. Nathaniel Hawthorne. Death by chocolate, that's what the coroner's report will read, Olivia Limoges said to the woman sitting next to her. She pushed away a plate still laden with a caramel brownie, a hazelnut petit-four, and a square of peanut butter fudge. I'll have to be rolled home in a wheelbarrow. That's why this place is called Decadence. Laurel Hobbs, local reporter and mother to twin boys, bit off the end of a strawberry dipped in white chocolate and moaned. How can you resist the host of temptations being offered? Here we are, two of the lucky few invited to this exclusive event, and you're showing unnecessary restraint. Seriously, Olivia, try this one. Just take a bite. Olivia glanced at the amaretto cream puff and shook her head. I think it was a mistake to drink both of those martinis during the cocktail hour. I could hardly refuse the chocolate martini I was given for the initial toast. And then Shelley pressed something called a snickertini into my hand and stood there while I drank it. I didn't want to offend her on her big night, and Michelle would poison me if I did anything to upset his beloved chocolatier.